They shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou art set in the throne that judgest right. Thou hast rebuken the heathen and destroyed the ungodly. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, thy destructions are come to a perpetual end. Even as the cities which thou hast destroyed, their memorial is perishing with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath also prepared his seat for judgment, for he shall judge the world in righteousness, and minister true judgment unto the people. The Lord also will be a defense for the oppressor, even a refuge in due time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast never failed them that seek thee. O praise the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Show the people of his glories. For when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. And forgetteth not the complaint of the poor. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider the trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show all thy praises within the courts of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they dig. In the same net which they keep living is their foot taken. The Lord is known to execute judgment. The ungodly is clapped in the work of his own. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the people that forget God, for the poor shall not always be forgotten. The patient abiding of the meek shall not perish forever. Up, Lord, and let not man have the other. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, Lord, that the heathen may know themselves to be but men. Why standest thou so far off, Lord, and hidest thy face in the needful time of trouble? The ungodly for his own lust doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the crafty wiles that they have imagined. For the ungodly hath made most of his own heart's desire, and speaketh good of the covetous whom God abhorreth. The ungodly is so proud that he careth not for God. Neither is God in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight, and therefore defieth he all his enemies. For he hath said in his heart, I shall never be cast down. There shall no harm happen unto me. His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Under his tongue is ungodliness and vanity. instead of lurking in the thievish corners of the streets, and privily in his lurking depths doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are set against the poor, for he lieth waiting secretly, even as a lion lurketh he in his den, that he may ravish the poor. He doth ravish the poor. When he getteth him into his net, he falleth down and humbleth himself, that the congregation of the poor may fall into the hands of his captains. He hath said in his heart, Tosh, God hath forgotten. He hideth away his face, and he will